This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Bernie Sanders is doing some last-minute campaigning before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primaries in southern states. Sanders has been asking voters for help following his weekend loss to Hillary Clinton in South Carolina. Today he'll campaign in Minnesota and Massachusetts. Authorities say an Army staff sergeant assigned to the Pentagon has been arrested on murder and other charges in the death of a Virginia police officer and another person. Prince William County Police Chief Steve Hudson says it's a typical case of officers laying their own lives on the line.
We sometimes have the very unenviable task of dealing with true evil. It is us who have to stand in that place and take on that fight, and that's exactly what these officers did.
Ronald Hamilton, now being held without bond on charges that include murder of a law enforcement officer, is also charged with killing his own wife in that original domestic dispute. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer wants to require the Federal Aviation Administration to institute minimum seatbelt size rules for airlines.
The FAA should declare a fair minimum seat size based on science, passenger health and safety, not the maximum number of people that can be crammed like sardines into the plane.
The New York Democrat yesterday said commercial airlines have been shrinking the size of seats and reducing legroom on many planes. Jimmy Johnson has climbed up NASCAR's all-time victory list by taking the second race of the Sprint Cup season. He says strategy played a big role in yesterday's race.
I thought we had to pit again, so I'm like, okay, we'll try to get a little gap here and pit again. And then when I realized I was staying out on those old tires I just beat up, I'm like, oh man, I hope don't come for me. And my car was so bad before that caution came out, but I guess it wasn't any worse than anybody else's, so it worked.
Johnson used pit strategy in a late yellow to claim the 76th victory of his career at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. That ties Dale Earnhardt for seventh on the all-time career wins list. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you or someone you know fighting cancer and struggling financially? If so, find out now if you qualify for Life Credit Company's Living Benefit Program. If qualified, you may receive up to 50% of your life insurance policy's death benefit now, while still providing coverage for your family. Cancer patients are nearly three times more likely to file bankruptcy than those without the disease. But cancer does not have to mean financial ruin if you qualify for Life Credit Company's Living Benefit Program. Make a two-minute call now to Life Credit Company and find out if you're eligible to receive up to 50% of your policy's death benefit now, while still preserving coverage for your family. Call 800-883-5900. That's 800-883-5900. 2 minutes is all it takes. Call now, 800-883-5900. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
Citigroup says it has received a subpoena from federal prosecutors over its possible involvement in the FIFA bribery scandal.
It's the first large U.S. bank to receive such a notice from investigators. When they announced charges against high-level executives of World Soccer's governing body last year, federal prosecutors had said several banks, including HSBC and J.P. Morgan Chase, were used to transfer cash. In the filing, Citi said investors requested information on banking relationships and transactions at Citibank and its affiliates associated with certain individuals and entities identified as having had involvement with the alleged corrupt conduct. Jeremy House reporting.
Documents say that Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Sonaya passed the U.S. citizenship test and denied terrorism links just months before he and his brother carried out a terrorist attack when they bombed the Boston Marathon in April of 2013. Sonaya was killed days after the bombing. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he is leaving the ruling party because it is, quote, seen as supporting corruption.
This isn't the first time the colourful and outspoken Dr. Mahathir has resigned from his party, but at the age of 90, it will probably be his last. Citing his shame over a party he said was now supporting corruption, he said UMNO was being used only to protect embattled Prime Minister Najib Razak, who's embroiled in a scandal over a nearly $700 million donation to his personal bank account. Until recently, Dr. Mahathir could count on strong support within UMNO.
That is the BBC's Jonathan Head. Iraqi officials say the death toll from yesterday's back-to-back market bombings carried out by the Islamic State terrorist group in eastern Baghdad is now climbed up to 73. Looking to the markets, the Dow will be opening at 16,639. Futures right now up by about 20 points. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Three of the most independent hours of talk radio you'll ever find. And also an opportunity for you to be exposed to the experts and authors like our next one. And we're doing a lot about history. I guess maybe that's the theme of the day. Is today's, you know, Special History Day, Scott? Or is it still Twinkie Day or, you know, whatever? What kind of day are we celebrating for some reason?
It's Eat Whatever You Want Day, Twinkie Day, and Root Canal Day.
So yeah, I guess
what together.
It's thematic, but we're hanging in here in terms of history. And our next guest, Thomas McKelvey Cleaver, he's a writer, screenwriter, pilot, aviation history enthusiast who writes about World War II for Air Enthusiast Quarterly, Air International, Air Force Aviation History, and Flight Journal Magazine. You love this life. I mean, you got to love his life here and what he does. And everybody wants to be just like Thomas when they grow up. And his latest book, The Bridge Busters, The True Story of the Catch 22 Bomb Wing. You know, this is going to be incredibly fascinating. A great read, let me tell you. Thomas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for that.
Hey, what a life you lead. I mean, you get to write, and you're a screenwriter, you know, movies, you're a pilot. I mean, you write about history.
No, I'm not
a
pilot anymore. You can't afford it nowadays.
Oh, so
but one of the 1%.
Yeah, I know. Is that crazy? I mean, you know, any more, you fire those babies up, and there goes $40,000 in fuel costs if you're lucky right away. You know, with these jets.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well,
exactly.
Well, let's talk about Bridge Busters. You know, what drew you to this story?
The fact that it's the last great unknown air war story from World War II. Mm-hmm. I sort of kind of knew about it. I probably knew more than 99% of people, and you could have written it all on the sharp end of a pen with a dull Sharpie with space left over. But back in 2012, I was reading the Huffington Post on Veterans Day, and I read an article by a woman who said that her father had never talked about what he'd done in World War II, and that she'd been helping him clean out his house that summer, and she'd found a piece of paper with his unit name on it. She'd Googled that, and she discovered that they were having a that they existed and still, and they were having a reunion 100 miles away in a month. And she convinced her dad to go to with her. And as she said, now he can't stop talking. Well, at Flight Journal, we're always looking for those articles, for those stories, the ones that haven't been told. And I thought to myself, this sounds like what we're looking for. So I was able to track her down on through the internet, and I emailed her and told her who I was and what I was doing. She put me in touch with her father, Paul Young, and I found out, you know, I started to find out the true story of the 57th bomb wing. The article got published in Flight Journal. Everything was fine. My agent, about 6 months later, was talking to me about a new idea, and I ran through my bag of ideas, and he said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I got to, well, there is the true story of the guys that flew with Joe Heller and catch, and were the real catch 22. And he said, that's the one. And
yeah, without a doubt. Wow.
What, course, what? And everyone turned it down except Alex Novak.
Well,
that's,
you know,
the way it works. A good idea gets turned down everywhere except the place it doesn't get turned down.
But you know, that's the beauty of a good idea. It has to have the right team and people behind it, and maybe that's one of the reasons why it had to wait until now for this, as you state, the last untold story.
That I'm talking to you here.
I mean,
making certain it gets out there.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, I'm happy, and happy is an understatement. That's not the right word, because in a lot of ways you feel like you're on hallowed ground here. You are communicating and carrying on the story of these incredible men and the heroes of World War II, a story that was left untold, and there were so many stories left untold from the world's greatest generation. You know, when you look back during this era of World War II, I know my dad, I mean, I didn't find out till later in life that he was involved with the Battle of the Bulge and, you know, in the European theater as he was. He was a medic.
Those are memories you don't like to keep. Literally, the last conversation I had with my father, as it turned out, was when he told me about being sunk by the kamikazes.
Wow. Yeah, that's and so the stories that they held, some, you know, for obvious reasons, and you know, and here it is, you know, God only knows, you know, what all they went through. I mean, you try to explain the best way you can, but how do you get in the spirit, into the heart of an individual that has experienced something like this? And especially to put this in perspective, there were not a lot of survivors here, you know, with these bomb wings that went up in the air.
Well, you know, the really fortunate thing for the 57th bomb wing is that they had, at the time, they had some very good unit historians that were keeping the war diaries, particularly Captain Nicholson on the 445th Bomb Squadron. He was very interesting. He was a Wall Street lawyer. He was in his 30s when he was served, and he was the guy that literally everybody came to for everything. And he was religious about putting everything in there. And the other ones did it pretty well too. And then the descendants, Dan Setzer, whose father was one of the gunners, most particularly, got these records. They have it. They have up a searchable website. You can go and find everything. So I was able to go and look at this mission and see that those airplanes were used and that these guys were in them. I could, and plus they put in a lot of the of personal commentary. They over the years, the guys that are keeping the website put in letters and diaries and quotes from them into the things in the relevant places, and it's almost like being able to interview those guys today.
Yeah, amazing.
And that was how I was. That's how I got as many as I did, because there were only five that I could talk to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know an entire crew had racked up 70 missions. And, of course, 70 missions, and to survive that long, you know, they're promised to orders to go home, but yet there's one more mission, and it did not fare well.
Right. You know, you weren't gone until you were gone. The whole thing about the 70 missions, what happened was after the invasion of Normandy in June of 44, the war in Italy was very much second place, third place even. The fact was that they could have won the war in Italy and still lost World War II. Or they could have won World War II, lost the war in Italy, and they still won World War II. But which eventually got to those guys, and that's why Catch-22 has what the novel has what it has about fighting a war that's being fought because it's there. But the problem was that they were short of replacements. At one point, one of the war diaries mentioned that they had 22 crews ready to go who'd reached the mission total, were able to go home, but they only had 12 replacement crews. So
I'll tell you, this book is a tremendous read, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to discover how one courageous pilot handled orders to drop his bombs on friendly Italian civilians, why roadblock missions were so hated by the crews of the Mitchell bombers, why Joseph Heller, we just mentioned, was sent home with a total of 60 missions under his belt when 70 was the code. That was the number that they were to endure. And Thomas, again, thank you for the book. Congratulations on the Bridge Busters. Available at all the usual places, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay, well, wait a minute. We have another segment with you, so don't go anywhere, all right? So we're going to extend the conversation, which is good, because there's so many more questions I have for you. It's just about 15 minutes after.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day at 19 after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and our discussion with Thomas McKelvey Cleaver continues about his book, The Bridge Busters, The True Story of the Catch-22 Bomb Wing. I'm going to read what another writer, Barrett Tillman, had to say about the book. He says, in The Bridge Busters, Thomas Cleaver highlights one of the ironies of World War II. 70 years later, the public is mostly aware of the Mediterranean Theater of Operations via a fanciful 1961 novel and the following movie, 1970 movie, but in addressing author Joseph Heller's wartime service as a B-25 bombardier, Cleaver places much more in context. The little-known 12th Air Force fought a long, sanguinary campaign from North Africa to Italy, highlighted by the months-long bridge-busting effort in the Alps Brenner Pass. Flying against lethally proficient anti-aircraft crews, the 57th Bomb Wing paid a steep price for its success, yet far more is revealed than the glamorous flyers sweating out open-ended combat tours. Cleaver introduces us to long-suffering ground crews who kept them flying. Career officers mostly interested in their next promotion, Italian civilians who suffered in the crossfire, and even Wehrmacht leaders and flat gunners. This is rare history told almost at the last moment as more of those veterans depart the pattern every day. Well, that's a great commentary, you know, that came from, or I should say, an assessment from Barrett Tillman, the author of The Forgotten 15, Thomas, and that really is, you know, sums up a bit of what Bridge Busters is all about.
It does. Barrett's a great guy. I sort of modeled myself after him. I really am very proud of the fact that he and I are friends.
Well, you have a lot in common, and to be able to pursue the truth in this story here, to put it in perspective, because as we, you know, as he highlighted there, between, you know, the book and a subsequent movie, you know, Hollywood's known to take its, you know, take its privilege and prerogatives with the story, but you know, this gives you an opportunity to really bring this in proper perspective, and we can't thank you enough for The Bridge Busters, The True Story of the Catch-22 Bomb Wing. Put Catch-22 into perspective. Give us a little history lesson, if you would.
Of the novel?
Yeah, well, of the idea, Catch-22. Okay. Yes, the novel.
Catch-22, it was originally Catch-18. Interestingly enough, he in 1961, the publisher came to him and said, "Oh, look, Leon Uris is going to have Mila 18 published. We can't have 18 in our title. Come up with something." And he literally just pulled 22 out of the air. But it's over the years become obviously a better title. Mm-hmm. Catch 22 just sounds better than Catch 18 to me.
Right.
But the idea is that you have to be crazy to be doing what you're doing. But if you tell somebody that you want to stop doing it, it means that you're sane, and therefore you have to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, this was Thomas Heller. I guess this maybe gave Thomas Heller a little bit of, some space here.
Yeah. I have talked to the guys, and I've asked them, you know, was Catch-22 real? And it was. By the time they were fighting the Brenner Pass campaign in the winter of 44-45, because they were not getting any replacements, and they went from 50 missions to 60 missions to 65 missions to 70 missions to you're here for the duration, the last 2 months, guys were actually willing to take off their wings and take their chances in the infantry.
Wow.
But they couldn't. And at the same time, they're winning the war in Italy that winter. In October of 44, the Allied armies had fought themselves out trying to get through the Gothic line in northern Italy and couldn't do it. And the Germans were getting 600% of what they needed coming down through the Brenner Pass from Munich. And so on November 6th, they flew their first mission against the transformers so that the Germans couldn't use the electric trains anymore and had to bring other trains from elsewhere. And they had to keep going back to these places because you knock it down and then the Germans are trying to build it up. You had to knock it down again. And finally, at the end of March of 45, the Germans were getting 40% of what they needed, and it was taking 4 days to get through and not eight, instead of 8 hours as original. And for half the days of the month, the line was closed. On April 9th, the Allied armies began their final offensive in the Alps, and on April 29th, 20 days later, the Germans surrendered in Italy, 2 weeks ahead of everywhere else.
Right.
And these guys had done it. And nobody knew it. And the funny thing was, I was talking to an Air Force colonel, a retired colonel, a friend of mine, and I was telling him about this, and I said, you know, they never said anything. It's the best campaign that the Air Force ever ran. And he said, well, you know, Tom, it's illegal for the Air Force to ever admit that they've helped the Army.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
You know, we love the intermilitary humor, and you know, with my brother, you know, we go through it at times when we get together. My oldest brother, a retired Air Force, second oldest brother was a field radio operator in Vietnam in the Army. And here I end up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton as a Marine during the Vietnam era. So I was very, very fortunate in that regard. And so here it is. You know, it continues to this day. But yeah, we have a lot of fun between the three of us.
Oh, I imagine you guys rag on each other really well.
Yeah, just for fun. And of course, we know each other really well. So on top of that. So, you know, for Heller, you know, with him getting out early, I mean, you know, as you said, the bombing missions went from, you know, 55, 60, 65, 70. But he gets to go home at 60. What happened there?
What happened was in late August, they were ordered to bomb what they thought were bridges, and again, when they got to the place, they found that they were to bomb the town, which was the kind of mission they didn't like. It was a town of 2,500 people with no military anything there, no guns, nothing. But they were to knock it down to block a road so that a German panzer division couldn't get through, or it would be slowed down. And this is where one guy left the formation after they had turned the initial point. And you're not supposed to leave the mission. It's a court-martial offense. Right. And he bombed an open field. They came back, and there was a lot of controversy about the mission. And prior to that point, Joe Heller had flown 40 missions. And if you look in the record, 38 of them were hot missions, although he said after the war that he only flew milk runs. And then in the 6 months that he stays there afterwards, he flies 20 missions, one a week instead of one every other day. And only one of them actually is hot, and at a time when everybody in the war diaries is writing that easy missions are hard to find.
When you're saying hot, that you mean they're taking incoming.
Right.
You know, there's flak, you know, surrounding their flight path as they're heading to their mission, right?
Planes are getting shot down. Yeah, people are getting the daylight scared out of them. And what happened was he started working. He ended up working with Wilbur Bloom, a fellow bombardier who was a pre-war documentary filmmaker, making a movie for the colonel about the training of replacement air crews. And he didn't do. What happened was that if you read the novel, the Satimo Bridge mission is there at the end of chapter 29 and the beginning of chapter 30, beat for beat. And it's the moment, it's the most bitter moment in the novel. It's the moment where these guys are confronted by, do I go bomb a village of people I don't know where I won't get killed, or do I go bomb a hot target where I might get killed? The moral problem facing a person in a large organization, which is what the novel is about. And right after that, Yossarian, who's Teller's alder ego.
We got about 30 seconds here, Thomas.
They say to him, join us, be on our side, we'll take care of you. And he says no. Teller said yes. And after the war, being a moral guy, he was sitting there thinking, you know, I got out while all these other guys didn't. He ended up writing.
Wow.
That was how they worked it out. But the interesting thing is, when I have talked to the guys and I said, this is my theory about why it happened, they all said, geez, I would have taken that in a minute.
Exactly. Thomas McElvey Cleaver. Thomas, thank you so much for the book. Available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. The Bridge Busters, true story.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, tune in radio, via shortwave around the world, join us for Independent Talk Radio, Bill Martinez Live, being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of the baby? I'll tell you why. Because 90% of the women who see an ultrasound of the baby don't go through with the abortion. Is flat out just that simple. Well, Save the Storks has some 21 buses out there right now, another 21 just getting ready to come off the line. And this is why I'm asking you to partner with us. There's several reasons. The fact that we got 21 on the line getting ready to release. But when you consider the good work that they're doing, they are really coming alongside women and saying, look, we will provide you with a free ultrasound picture. It's your first baby picture, basically. And 85% of the women who get on the bus get this free picture, change their mind, and they choose life. And this is why I support and ask you to support SaveTheStorks.com. Give them a call. Any size donation will go a long way. 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Make sure you tell them that Bill Martinez told you to call. Well, you know, this era of war that we live in, and you've heard us talk about this, I think there is a bit of dysfunction of how we approach modern warfare today. And I say this because of the rules of engagement. And I think some of this stems back, and we can have a long conversation about still the effects that we deal with as a result of releasing the atomic bombs in Japan. I believe that America and our warring architects, there's some positives there, but we need to understand that when we go to war, it not a whole lot has changed, and that is that you get people out there that break things up, whether it's with suicide bombers, ISIS drones. You know, how do we fight the modern war? Well, Sean McFaith is with us. He's written a book called Shadow War. It is a Tom Locke novel from Sean. And Sean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that.
Well, here you are. I mean, you've had the background. You're a current professor of grand strategy and warfare at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service and the National Defense University, a former paratrooper and officer in the U.S. Army storied 82nd Airborne Division, for which we are grateful for your service. Thank you so much for serving our country and having had that military experience. And, of course, this is all interwoven in your new book. Shadow War as well, right?
It is. I mean, Shadow War is based on real events. One thing you didn't say is that after I left the Army and then went to the private military sector, which some would call mercenaries, and I worked in Africa for many years, and the world that I saw there, I kind of wanted to reveal in this novel and this series of novels, and it sort of peels, it sort of unveils a lot of the weirdness of warfare today and who's actually fighting and why people are fighting and for what. And it's not what people think it is.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing, you know, when you think about your background here, Sean. I mean, looking at it from my perspective, I mean, as a boy, you had a violin in your hand. You're going to go to school. You're going to be a concert violinist.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're exchanging it for weapons of warfare on one hand and a pen in another and a writer. I mean, what a storied life you've led.
Yeah, I mean, I have like adult, you know, career ADD, right? I started off as a violinist. My goal was to be playing, you know, Tchaikovsky's and Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto at Carnegie Hall at 17.
Yes.
And I had a midlife crisis at 13 when I realized I would not be able to do that.
Yeah.
I became a paratrooper, and now I'm an author. And, you know, life is long.
Yeah. So, you know, in going through, you've been able to assemble all these gifts, and it seems that you're very satisfied with your life, Sean, you know, that with all the experiences you've gone through. And like you say, you're thinking, hey, you're going down one road to be a concert violinist. And, you know, next thing you're a paratrooper. Now you're an author, and it seems like you're enjoying life.
Yeah, life is good, but it didn't always seem that way. But you know, I think in some ways the ability and the privilege to write a book. This is an international thriller too. It's not a, you know, it's not a memoir. It kind of helps, you know, helps one understand where they've been, but also to try to share some of what I've seen, which is not what you see in, say, headline news.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that you spent after you left the service here, and you went into private military service, as you say, a mercenary. But you witnessed a lot, and there must have been a reason for you to go to South Africa and to see the kind of warfare that was taking place there.
Yeah, it's not. I worked all over the continent of Africa, from raising armies in Western Africa, preventing a potential genocide in Burundi and Rwanda, in the Great Lakes region, doing arms transfers, working in the north. And there are shadow wars going on all over the place, not just in Africa. This book, Shadow War, is actually set in Ukraine, with the Putin versus Ukraine conflict. Mm-hmm. And you know, what people don't understand is that, you know, when you have mercenaries and private military contractors, you know, oil companies can have their own army, you know, or drones, and they do. And there's other types of actors. You know, modern warfare now doesn't always involve states and countries. Mm-hmm. And this book is really about war without states.
Well, and the thing is, like you say, the available firepower for all these special interests is quite extraordinary in this era of the modern war that you refer to. What do we, the people, need to understand, Sean? You know, you've seen it up close and personal, the kind of evil that's out there, which has got to just, you know, open your eyes in such a way, and you realize that here in America, so few of us understand. In fact, you know, earlier this week I had interviewed the recent Medal of Honor recipient, Clinton Romache. His book, Red Platoon, and what happened with him there in Afghanistan and his platoon there and his brigade. I mean, it's incredible what went on. But, you know, it's just... you know, the differences of what, you know, what's happening in today's warfare that we, you know, because so few participate in the military today. It's less than 1%. And even at any level, much less when you're, you know, dealing with combat.
Yeah. So I think the key takeaway from Shadow War, I mean, first of all, I hope everybody enjoys Shadow War. It's meant to be, have a fun read. But it's meant to be an intelligent person's action thriller. And one of the takeaways is that war as we conceive of it, traditional war doesn't exist. Like World War II, John Wayne, army versus army, laws of war, that's a fiction. That is what fiction is, really. The wars that are happening are more like shadow wars or these messy conflicts in the Middle East and Africa and Asia. And the U.S., strategically can't get its head around that. And we're going to continue to struggle against foes in the shadow space if we continue to treat them like Nazi Germany.
Right.
And so if we're going to win shadow wars or other types of wars like this, we got to get in the shadows with them and do it. And that's kind of what the book exposes.
Exactly. Now, let's go ahead a little bit and we start seeing robotics coming into play. How much further down the road do we get before we start seeing a robotic army?
Well, that's a great question. So already, you know, private military industry, others are looking at, you know, drones, right? I mean, we're not talking the super expensive ones the U.S. Air Force has. We're talking things you can order online and then convert into kamikaze drones. Right?
Yes.
Now, well, you know, and so we're going to see, you know, mercenaries, international criminal organizations, they're all going to start getting into this. Where will there be, like, artificial intelligence? I don't know. That's a little high-end. But I think war can be done, actually, on the cheap, and we've already seen that in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, with Shadow War, you definitely, you know, cause us to open up our eyes to see and question the things that are happening. The challenge, Sean, in understanding these Shadow Wars is that you probably sometimes find yourself in the realm of conspiracy, and, you know, people, you know, really don't know what to trust, but you know what's happening with a lot of young kids, they're looking for their information overseas. They're not trusting the mainstream media here in this country any longer. Where can people get access to your book, Shadow War, Sean?
Go to Amazon or any, you know, Barnes & Noble. It's also available audio and Kindle versions. Be sure to
paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my friends, Bill the Low Rider. The Low Rider is a little higher.
Is here for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, if you want a copy of the DVD Blu-ray of Risen, we are giving away free copies, and you can get it before it's available. It becomes available on May the 24th. The digital version has already been released, but the DVD Blu-ray coming out May the 24th, you have a chance to win it before it hits the markets. Just send me an email, say, Martinez, put me in the hopper, and we'll get you in there, and you could be a big winner of one of the DVDs. We're giving away many of them, so appreciate you sending me the email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And speaking of Risen, one of the, I guess it's number 10 now, ranking as the 10th most successful faith-based movie out there. And with us right now, we've got the Aiello brothers, Paul Aiello, who is the writer of Risen, and Patrick, who is the producer. The Aiello brothers are with us, Paul and Patrick. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Well, Patrick, great. Hey, Patrick, congratulations on the movie. You know, you and I talked at NRB, and we were really excited. The buzz there on the floor was very positive. And, of course, that's been, you know, reinforced with how well it did at the box office.
Yeah, it did very well. It really connected to this core audience, and what we found outside of the core audience is people were bringing each other to the film. In other words, The word of mouth spread that it just simply wasn't a faith-based movie. It also was a historical drama, too. And we found a lot of crossover audience and also a lot of repeat viewings, which was very encouraging. And what we were hoping for, people would have to go see it again because they loved it so much the first time.
Well, Paul, this was a unique idea. I mean, it's the epic biblical story of the resurrection in the weeks that followed, as seen through the eyes of an unbelieving high-ranking Roman military tribune. How did you come up with this idea?
The idea came when I was watching The Passion of the Christ, and after that excruciating experience, which, you know, we all love, but it was a tough experience, the very last scene when Jesus stands up in the tomb, and he is resurrected, and then he walks out into the world. I thought at that moment, this is a movie, this is a story I want to tell. What happens now? That was the Passion of the Christ. Now we're going to tell the upside of the story, the glory of it. And that's what we started. And then when we started digging into it, we thought maybe it would show this from the Roman standpoint to bring a newness, a freshness to the story. And that, you know, that's where we started. That's where we dug in.
And Patrick, when you started, you know, sharing this idea, because as a producer, I mean, you're handling a lot of, a lot of the background and assembling, you know, the particulars that you need in order to produce a movie of this consequence and this size.
Yes, it really happened in a methodical way. We took our time in choosing our partners, our director, our cast, and our locations, our editor, our composer, the whole thing. So we treated it very carefully so that the correct personalities and technicians, if you will, financier, studio distributor, exhibitor, promotional people, those were all chosen very carefully. So it unfolded naturally. We just were able to take our time with it to do it right. And that that shows on the screen, ultimately, we feel.
Exactly. Well, Paul, you know, as you're writing this movie and you're getting, you know, just as Patrick described, and getting all the players and the team together, I mean, you can tell, you know, even down to the music, that the chemistry and the breadth of work that that you wrote, I mean, it had to be magic for you as you're watching this come together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we were going for something that we wanted to be magical and also very uplifting, because the world is a challenging place right now, and so we set out to make something inspirational, thus the title Risen. And you're right, the first time we heard the score, and Patrick and I were able to sit down with the composer, and he felt the same way about the material, that, you know, let's make something uplifting. So we were all approaching it that way, and luckily everybody involved, the director, all the actors, they felt the same way. They were grateful to be a part of it as we were, and yeah, that really shows. I think the chemistry really came across on screen.
Exactly. Well, Patrick, when you know, as you mentioned earlier, when you were putting the movie together, it wasn't necessarily a movie that you were targeting to the faith-based audience. You really left some room there for other people that may be sitting on the fence and wondering, and maybe themselves even having the same question that the Roman Tribune had.
Right. Paul and I are Christians, and, you know, we have to exist and persevere in the real world, and that includes a lot of different forms of faith and belief, political parties, et cetera, et cetera. By sticking to a very streamlined core set of values for the film, we were able to also mix in, you know, different perspectives, and that's what we felt made it very universal. It kind of groups everybody together, yet still maintains a very strong spine, Christian spine. And we felt this wasn't exclusively for the faith-based audience, because it would certainly translate, cross over to the dramatic audience, the thriller audience, the mystery audience. And that was the purpose of ultimately how it was executed.
Yeah, and Paul, the challenge for you is you're engaging, as Patrick is suggesting here, a 2016 audience with all the crash and bangs and everything else, and we're taking them back to 33 A.D. How do you make that happen?
Well, you know, a film is a lot of people. It's not just me. I mean, what I set out to write was an inspirational story and told through this perspective. Kevin Reynolds, the director,
is the one that brought the cinema noir feel to it. And Joe, you know, he brought that intelligence to it. So it's really, you know, on the page, it can be interpreted many different ways, but the actors, they bring it to life. And the thing that Joe Fiennes really brought to the role was the intelligence and a 21st century style of acting. And so, you know, that's really a lot of the secret to this, is you got to cast these things right. But I think in his performance, I think the one thing that's going to really show is repeat viewings to see this transition from this hardcore centurion to this man who's now come face to face with God. The transition he goes through, the character arc is phenomenal. And the way he pulls it off as an actor is incredible. And I think that's what makes it feel contemporary. And we watching it the second, the third time, it's phenomenal. The job they both did, you know, the director and the actor, and also the supporting cast as well.
Exactly.
You know, they made it contemporary by the way they approached the material.
You know, Patrick, we had mentioned the passion, how it blew away all expectations. Then after that, you had the Kendrick brothers with Facing the Giants that continued to add proof to Hollywood that faith-based movies and a faith-based audience was very achievable, and there was money in them Dar Hills, you know. Yet, you know, you would think that things would have happened a lot sooner, and you know, when you consider the timeline, I mean, Risen is the first biblical epic almost since then, you know. So so what made you think, in the face of Hollywood's reticence, what made you think that, you know, the audience was ready for something like Risen?
Well, this is an underserved demographic, the core audience, the Christian population that goes to see these types of entertainment. They're an underserved audience, and they're also valued buyers. In other words, you need to give them something of quality that follows the storylines accurately, and they'll show up. They'll come to see it. They want it. So our intention in methodically putting the high-end pieces together to have the end result that you have seen, Bill, and enjoyed, was our intention. And as for Hollywood taking notice, you know, at the end of the day, if you are able to show that there is an audience for the content you're producing, they will be supportive. You know, they are in business to distribute content. If it has a built-in audience and you're able to reach them, then everyone wins. As for it being, you know, a huge success, the intention is to make your money back and to be able to do it again on the same level of quality. So that is the goal, is to make the product and the content high quality for this audience and to basically do business to the point where you can continue to make others. That's what the Kendricks do, and they're very good at it. And that's what Paul and I will continue to do. One thing that I'd like to add is, what's wonderful about the DVD that's coming out on the 24th of May is all the additional extras that we produced for the DVD package, the behind the scenes, the interviews, how the film was made, and also Paul and I do a film long commentary on every scene, character, location, et cetera, the film.
That's great.
Which is just wonderful, because all of those added values those added content pieces took a lot of time to produce correctly, and they're very entertaining. So after you experience the movie, you can see how we did it and why we did it.
Well, Risen, now one of the top 10 highest grossing faith films of all time. Congratulations, ILO brothers, Patrick and Paul. Thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.